This show is furnished by Military Resource Radio, BBMC Mortgage, and Steve Cosio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Military Resource Radio, sponsored by BBMC Mortgage and on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. I am your host, Tony Gatliff, and I am here with a very special guest today, Todd Jones, President of Retail Mortgage here at BBMC Mortgage. Todd is an absolutely amazing person, and he's got a great story. In this episode today, we are going to go largely over what Todd's story is and how he came to be the President of Retail Mortgage at BBMC Mortgage. So that's going to be great. We're going to get to that in just a minute. What I do want to talk about, though, up front is for those of you who listened to our previous version of the show, Military Mortgage Talk, we want to thank you so much for listening. We're now transitioning a little bit into something called Military Resource Radio, which we've done a sort of a revamp here. And what we're doing is we've put together a mission statement on this. What we're doing is we are connecting veterans and active duty service members with amazing resources and organizations to improve their lives. We are inspiring veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike to get involved with these amazing resources and organizations. And we also are enlightening veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike on service-related resources and benefits, much like the real estate and mortgage market and process, as well as any other current military news and events related to those folks. So we're connecting, we're inspiring, and we're enlightening. And one thing I always like to mention on any of our shows, and this is going to include Military Resource Radio, is that if any folks out there need any assistance with their mortgage, they need advice about real estate, they need advice about refinancing or purchasing a home, whatever the case may be, you can contact me directly. My name is Tony Gatliff. Again, I'm the host of Military Resource Radio, and I'm also a branch manager here with BBMC Mortgage. So I would love to talk to you about anything that you need related to mortgages, real estate, whatever the case may be. Give me a call. My phone number is 248-438-5542. Again, that's 248-438-5542. And if you'd like to email me, hey, that's great too. Email me at tony@militaryresourceradio.com. Again, that's tony@militaryresourceradio.com. The other thing I did want to mention is head on over to our newly revamped site, militaryresourceradio.com. There you're going to find tons of up-to-date information on our show, copies of our episodes that you can listen to right on the website. You can subscribe to our podcast version of our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. And as well, in addition to that, you can see all the AM radio stations that we are played across the nation on. And now that those housekeeping items are out of the way, I'd like to introduce my first guest. It's an honor and a privilege to have him here. Todd Jones, BBMC Mortgage, President of Retail Mortgage. Todd, thanks so much for being on Military Resource Radio today.
Well, thanks for having me, Tony. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'm super excited about what you're doing with the show, and happy to be your first guest. It's quite an honor. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And you and I kind of have been talking about this for a few months when we kind of decided that we were going to do the revamp of the show. And we, I don't know if you remember this conversation, it was at the Army-Navy game, so that's always a crapshoot as to whether or not those conversations are remembered. But I remember you and I talking a little bit about you being the first guest of the show. And one of the big things that I said to you, I don't know if you remember this, is I basically said, you know, I feel like everybody, you know, here at BBMC and out on the airwaves there, they know Todd Jones from a professional standpoint, you know, what you do, what you're doing at BBMC, all that kind of stuff. And that's great. And you're going to be on two episodes. So we're going to talk a lot about that stuff on the next episode.
Okay.
But the first thing that I wanted to kind of talk about was just sort of, you know, who you are as a person, right? You know, and have people kind of get to know you on a personal level. So day one to today, take me all the way through it. Start off with, where were you born?
I was born in Houston, Texas. on the west side of Houston. I think it was Memorial Hermann Hospital, actually. And born to Larry and Norma Jones. I'm one of nine children. I'm the youngest of nine children, actually.
Youngest of nine. I remember you saying that. Yeah.
It's a little bit deceiving. It's kind of like the Brady Bunch. My mother was married before and had four children. My father was married before and had four children. And they got together. And I'm the only child between both of them. But I was raised with all my half-brothers and half-sisters. And I don't use the word half-brother and half-sister very often. So, I mean, they're just my brothers and sisters.
Sure. That's more of a technicality, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you were born youngest of nine children. And I believe that you told me, if I'm not mistaken, we can get into this a little bit more later. Didn't you tell me that all of your brothers, including you, either played Division I football or professional football?
Yeah, well, we all played college football, minus one. One individual who was in a situation where he could not play.
Okay.
But yeah, so I've had brothers play for University of Houston, for Texas A&M, for Cornell University, for Stephen F. Austin, and then myself. You know, I played at West Point. So
yeah.
My father played at University of Nebraska. He went on for a short professional career with, at the time, I think the Rams. My oldest brother had an opportunity and blew his knee out when he was playing, or had his opportunity to play professional football as well. So I from an early age, I kind of realized that despite how good you were, no matter how good you were at high school or college football, you should not necessarily expect to have a professional career, even though that's everybody's dream.
A lot of things got to go your way.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of things can keep that from happening.
Sure. So. Sure. So you were the youngest of nine with all these athletes in the family, and, you know, just knowing you, you know, a little bit, and, you know, over the years, I can imagine that, that was a rambunctious home with all those boys in it, and probably a few fights in the backyard over outcomes of football games and things like that.
Well, not too many fights. It's a pretty football's kind of ingrained in us, so we don't lose our temper
nothing
about
personal,
it too much.
Right?
Something personal,
yeah, just
but,
business.
But we have a wonderful holiday game still to this day, and now with our, you know, with my nephews and nieces, and now my children as well. So all the men and women get out there now and play football on Thanksgiving or Christmas, and it's a good time.
What did you first realize that you know, you had enough love of football that, you know, you wanted to continue and do that in high school and continue and do that in college? Because West Point, I mean, frankly and honestly, you know, there's a lot to do at West Point without being a full-time athlete, right?
Yeah, it's a full curriculum and a full day already, for sure. But yeah, at some point, you know, when did I know I just wanted to focus on football? I think it was probably freshman or sophomore year in high school. We are a football family, but I was playing other sports as well. I was a standout performer in football, and I don't think I was necessarily a standout performer in any of the other sports, really.
Sure.
So it was kind of a natural progression for me, but at some point I kind of stopped playing. I think it was sophomore year in high school. I stopped playing all other sports and just focused on football, and would, you know, do camps and whatever I needed to do and improve my game. Going to West Point, you know, it was a Division I A school. It was the best. Basically, at the end of the day, I was recruited by several different colleges and universities. And because of what I'd learned from my brothers, I really figured I needed to get the best possible education I could get. As I learned more about West Point, and primarily I learned initially about West Point through a history teacher, Gordon Utes, who was a really special mentor for not only myself, but for many young men and women who ended up going to the academies from Stratford High School in Houston. So we had a really robust population of individuals who would go to the academies because Gordon did an amazing job of, or Mr. Utes, I guess I should call him, did an amazing job of educating us on what the academies stood for and the role that they played in history. So he would have photos up of all the academy grads across his, you know, his classroom, and he really planted the seed. It's an amazing testament to what one person can do from a mentorship perspective to change so many other lives. So I've initially learned about West Point from him. I had several other friends who were also interested in going to the academies. And I knew that I wanted to play Division I A ball, and I knew that I wanted to get the best possible education that I could get. And so when all that kind of came together and I did my visits and was actually accepted to both Navy and to West Point. And I did visits to both of them. And at the end of the day, you know, I just felt like the, you know, West Point was the real deal. It was the academy, is the way I felt about it. So I decided to go give that a shot. And you're right, it was a busy day regardless. And everybody had to, you know, play a sport, you know, whether you're a Division I A core squad is what we called it, athlete, or if you were doing club squad sports, you had to play a sport regardless. So I think football at a collegiate level probably added an extra hour's worth of work to our day. But so many of the cadets, I don't want to take away from the other cadets' experience because they all had to play sports as well. They just probably didn't spend as much time in the gym and as football required.
I totally understand that. We're going to get in a little bit more to Todd's experience over at West Point here when we come back from our first break. Again, my name is Tony Gatliff. I'm your host on Military Resource Radio, and we'll be back just after the break.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at TheBeverlyHillsDentist.com. Pleasant dreams.
Blinds are one of those things I thought I'd never buy online. But that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Winter is still hanging on, so let's jumpstart spring with some savings. Now through March 14th, get up to 30% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Just use promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com, promo code HOME. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I still have nightmares.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
790 KABC.
Everyone, welcome back to another amazing segment of Military Resource Radio. Again, I am your host, Tony Gatliff, and I am sitting here with the man of the hour, the president of Retail Mortgage, Todd Jones. Todd, when we left off last segment, you were talking a little bit. We were about to start talking about West Point, you going to West Point, but I was reminded of a story that we also kind of had a little run in at the Army-Navy game. We had a little meet and greet with Roger Staubach. Yeah. At that ball there. I forget what the name of it was specifically, but
it was the Army-Navy Gala.
The Army-Navy Gala, that's right. I'm sorry about that. And so we kind of had a meeting with Roger Staubach, and you started telling a story to him about your dad, Larry Jones, who you mentioned in the last segment, played football at Nebraska. Shout out to Larry Jones, and shout out to his better half, Norma Jones, as well. But I wanted you to kind of tell that story on the air as well, and tell that story about Roger Staubach and your dad, because it was really moving. I thought it was a great story.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Tony. So 2 years ago, I was at the Army-Navy Gala, and I had the opportunity to meet Admiral Lynch, who was the superintendent of the Naval Academy, actually, when I played football at West Point. And so Admiral Lynch was also the center for Roger Staubach for most of his tenure at the Naval Academy. And so he was nice enough to offer to introduce me to Roger Staubach. And so I had a great, nice little conversation with Roger Staubach. And when I went home after the Army-Navy game, I was talking to my father about the experience, because obviously Roger Staubach, he played for the National Championship of College, Heisman Trophy winner, I believe, Super Bowl, Dallas Cowboy quarterback.
Yeah, he's a legend in football.
Yeah, and he's a great businessman today, too. I mean, the guy really is a...
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff in Dallas, right, from my understanding.
Sure. Yeah. So I was telling my father about meeting Roger Staubach, and my father told me a story that I had not heard before, which I thought was amazing. And so I committed to telling Roger that the next time I saw him, if I ever saw him again. And so basically what my father told me is that at the same time Roger Staubach was playing in the Cotton Bowl against University of Texas for the national championship, for the collegiate national championship, my grandmother passed away. And so both my father and Roger Staubach were heading to the airport at about the same time after the game, and they actually ended up running into each other. And there was no reason that they would know each other at this point, but my father was sitting there obviously extremely depressed on his way back to Nebraska to be there for, with the rest of his family for the funeral. And Roger Staubach was sitting there with his teammates, and they had just lost to University of Texas for the national championship, so they were probably quite depressed as well, too. And they ended up sitting directly next to each other in the waiting area for their separate flights. And Roger Staubach noticed that my father looked extremely depressed and actually asked him how he was doing and what was going on. And my father, went on to tell Roger Staubach about his mother passing and that he was heading home for the funeral and the whole deal. And Roger Staubach actually had talked to him for a while and actually made the comment. He's like, wow, well, Larry, it's been a pleasure meeting you. I really wish you the best. And, this really puts things into perspective for me. I'm sitting here all sad that we lost a football game.
Right.
And you're really putting everything back into perspective for me. So thank you for telling me that. So last year at the Army-Navy game, we had the opportunity to walk up to Roger Staubach again, and I made a point. I was going to tell him this story coming in rain or shine. I was completely committed to making sure.
I remember that. I remember thinking to myself, like, why is Todd so obsessed with meeting Roger Staubach? I remember thinking, like, yeah, it's cool, but, like, yeah, he really wants to meet Roger Staubach. So
I absolutely did. And so I walked over there, and I told Roger the story, and, he was kind enough to let me finish the whole story. He's like, I don't remember that exactly, but that sounds really familiar, and it sounds like something exactly like what I would say. And so
sounds like me. Right?
So he was gracious in the entire situation, but he seemed to have. And you have to. I mean, nothing. If Roger ever hears us, sorry. I mean, he's getting up there in age, so I'm not sure his memory is exactly as clear. But
yeah.
But he definitely seemed to recall and gave us the time to go through the story.
And I remember watching this kind of all happen and everything. And he was very nice and very gracious. Couldn't have been nicer about it. He didn't lie. He didn't say, I remember that specifically from, whatever year, what was that, 19...
It had to be in the 60s, right?
I was going to say even late 40s, early 50s. I don't know how old your dad is, I guess, but anyway, I mean, it was a
actually,
long.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm not sure what year it was.
Yeah,
it was
a long time ago. Let's put it that way. Longer than any human beings' memory should go to remember a story like that. But he couldn't have been nicer about it, and I just thought it was such a great story because frankly and honestly, you know, he didn't have to take the time to even listen to the story, but he did.
He sure did.
And he was so nice about it. And then I remember after he asked, he said, "How's your dad doing, by the way?"
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he asked how your dad was doing. So what a gracious guy. What an amazing meeting, you know, and I think we talked about this a little bit on the previous incarnation of our show. The other celebrity sighting that we had that night was David Robinson,
yep,
the Admiral, who was at the ball and not hard to miss.
extremely hard to miss.
Extremely hard to miss. I'm sorry. You could look across the whole ballroom, which there must have been a few thousand people.
Yep.
And I mean, it was a massive room. And his head stuck out above every person's in the entire room. It was like one head was like walking exactly on everybody else's head.
It was a full head higher than everybody else.
It was. It was a great trip, but we had a ton of fun on that. And when we come back from our next break, we're going to talk a little bit about Todd's time at West Point. We're going to talk a little bit about some of his classmates at West Point that I actually met at the Army-Navy game this year. So we'll be back on our next segment of Military Resource Radio in just a few minutes after these messages, and we'll be back just after the break.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. NormsRestaurants.com.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call, 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, big news from Newport Beach Plaza. Newport Beach Plaza, I've been telling you for many years, is a 5-star luxury resort that also happens to be an assisted living facility just a half a mile from the beautiful Newport Beach coastline and just around the corner from Hogue Hospital, one of the best in the business. And now the Tides Memory Care is open at Newport Beach Plaza. This is big news. If you have a loved one who's suffering from memory loss issues, the Tides Memory Care at Newport Beach Plaza has beautiful apartment homes, brand spanking new. I've seen them with my own eyes. I want you to see them as well. 949-645-6833. They also have a staff that is specifically trained and educated to deal with your loved one's memory issues with humor, patience, and ultimately dignity for your loved one. Check it out. Call them, 949-645-6833. That's 949-645-6833. Talk to them. They'll answer your questions and take the tour at Newport Beach Plaza.
My name is David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give us a call. Jerry, income $55,000 a year, call to secure financing on a new home. Jerry was a little credit challenged, so we put him into our credit enhancement program and increased his scores over 60 points in 4 months. With a gift from Jerry's mother-in-law and a $9,000 closing cost credit from the seller, Jerry purchased a home 6 months after calling 844-YES-PEARL and happily celebrated Christmas with his wife and two kids in their new home. If you're renting or living in your parents' basement and would like to get pre-qualified for free, give us a call at 844-YES-PEARL or visit pearldavid.com to get pre-qualified for free. Pearl Mortgage has helped thousands of radio listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 844-937-7375 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearlmortgage.com. Pearl Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 19186, California Borough Real Estate 413-0865.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call, 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hello, folks, and we're back for our third segment here of Military Resource Radio on our inaugural episode, again with Todd Jones, BBMC Mortgage, President of Retail Mortgage. And I wanted to talk a little bit in this segment. We call it our Iron Man segment because it's 15 minutes long. So, folks, strap in. Get ready. 15 minutes of pure, unadulterated Todd Jones coming your way here.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know if that's going to make you excited. Now, let's do it. I don't know. We'll see. So, Todd, we were talking a little bit how you kind of made your decision to, head over to West Point, right? And so take me through it, right? The first day you get to West Point, right? Is it what you thought it was when you kind of signed up, or is it something different, or were you pleasantly surprised, negatively surprised? What were your thoughts on it the first day you got there?
Well, that's a great question. So the first day is particularly interesting. That's what we call our day, or reception day. And as much as you try to prepare yourself for what you're going to go through at West Point, and I was very pragmatic about how I was looking at this, that this was going to be an extremely difficult time in my life, that I was going to, be challenged beyond anything that I'd ever been challenged before, and I was prepared for a very unpleasant experience.
But hopefully you would come out on the other side a better person, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the, I don't shy away from a challenge too often, so
sure.
I try to finish it. But and I knew that about myself, but I knew that this was going to be extremely challenging, and so I was really, really preparing for the worst, and our day was shockingly worse than I had even prepared for. So,
describe that to me. What goes on?
Well, so the first thing is you go into the Hollander Center, the auditorium, and you're there with your parents and or whoever's come to drop you off, and you have one small bag basically with very few belongings. Because you really don't need anything. I mean, they're going to outfit you with everything that you need over the course of your time there. So we're sitting there and with our parents, and a colonel walks up there, if I remember correctly, and basically does a quick speech congratulating everybody on being there, and then he gets really serious. And he's
everything's
like,
going good so far.
Yeah, everything's
okay.
Going so far.
Okay.
He's like, so parents, so say goodbye to your children. This will be the last time that you see them. For however long, right? And
sure.
So it's just a really sudden, wake-up call. And we have this really amazing picture with a friend of mine, Chris Gandolfo, because he was also going at the same time. And he and I are walking up the stairs of the auditorium, and we're looking back, and our parents snap a photo of us, and we have big smiles on our face and this one bag. And as soon as we cross over the line of that door, you end up having upperclassmen in your face just drilling you, just yelling at you, like, what are you smiling at? And basically they put you through a process in one day that takes you, you end up getting completely outfitted. So in complete uniform, right? You have you get your room that you're going to use for the entire summer. You basically learn how to march. So they put you out there and they teach you how to march in formation. They shave your head.
And this is in one day.
All this happens in one day.
In a matter of hours.
In a matter of hours. And by 5 o'clock that evening, the entire freshman class lines up and does a parade in front of West Point on the and does it in good order, right? I mean, it's pretty amazing. So they, everything from shining your shoes, from, you know, shaving your head, getting all the equipment you'll need for the entire summer, all your uniforms, all your BDUs, so battle dress uniform, everything you'll need. And you're completely outfitted and have been taught how to march in formation effectively by the end of the day. It's really a whirlwind. In every step, so you basically have a punch list, and every step you have to go up to the cadet in the red sash. And so you wait in lines to basically validate that you've done that specific step. And every time you step up to the line, you go through a ritual hazing experience that it's unlike anything else, I think, in probably the United States of America. And so you really just get tested and stressed out about as far as you could possibly get. And actually several dozen people will quit on that day alone.
First day.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is one of the more stressful days of my entire life.
Now, when you said the summer, I mean, do you graduate high school and then you're there end of June or what?
Yeah, right now. So I think last week was the R day for the current class.
So there's no summer after senior year. It's
no, you have a couple.
You're going
weeks.
Straight to West Point.
Yeah, you have a couple weeks to get your stuff together and you're on your way. And then you go into, it's called Beast Barracks. So
sure.
It's cadet basic training, and the terminology is called Beast Barracks. So just like anybody goes through basic training as they enter the military, cadets have to as well, but it's done there at West Point. And it's led by cadets with oversight from, I think at that time it was probably the 10th Mountain Division was giving the oversight. So there's oversight from an actual unit, but cadets are leading the basic training, and all the, you know, new cadets do it together. So it's a aggressive training, a summer of training.
Wow. So now when you're, let's say, you know, you finish your freshman year, you're going into your sophomore year, mm-hmm. or whatever they, I, do they say freshman and sophomore at West Point? Or
well, you can,
more?
But we have, you know, terminology. So plebes, yucks, cows, firsties.
Ah, that's right. I remember you saying that. Yeah. So when you finish the first year, you go into the second year, do you get to go home for the summer, or you're just at West Point all year long?
You have about 3 weeks in the summer that you can go home, and then outside of that, you do some type of training every summer. So you have Beast Barracks before your freshman year, before your yuck year. You've got Buckner, which is advanced basic training in all the different combat arms. It's actually a really cool, pretty cool experience. You get to go live fire basically all the different weapon systems and get to dabble in every aspect of the military's combat arms.
And sort of a liberal arts education for the military.
Hey, there you go. It's a great way of putting it. Yeah, it's a rotational program.
Rotational program.
Yeah, well, so it's great. So you have that before your sophomore year. Before your junior year, you have I might mess up the terminology. It's been a while, but it's drill cadet leadership training. So, or you can go be an NCO at cadet basic training. Mm-hmm. So you can either be a squad leader, right, with carrying the new cadets through basic training, or you actually, like I did, go out to Fort Jackson and you're actually operate as a drill sergeant for 6 weeks or whatever. So, and then the next summer before your senior year, you have two options. You can either be an officer in cadet basic training, Beast Barracks, or you can go out into a unit and actually operate as a platoon leader for all intents and purposes, depending on the unit you're in. So you every summer you have significant opportunity for military training, and on top of that, people squeeze in airborne school, air assault school, and hit those schools as well. And so it's 3 weeks is what you have off typically for a summer, and the rest of the time you're training.
Wow. That's intense. You know, I mean, that's intense for an 18, 19, 20-year-old, you know, basically a kid,
yeah,
right? You know,
sure.
I mean, you're getting an adult education very, very quickly, though, it sounds like. You
absolutely.
Know? So, but, you know, when you were there, you know, it seems like to me, you know, from your friends and your classmates that I met at the Army-Navy game, that I've met in, you know, different you know, settings here, you know, Daryl Rogers, Nick Gist, you know, these folks that we've had on the show previously, it seems like you folks have forged, you know, lifelong relationships that are much, much stronger than the standard person who goes to a college and lives in a dorm and lives next to a guy in a dorm. It seems like it's much, much, much deeper than that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know because I can only walk in my own shoes technically. Sure. So, but yeah, there's a common and shared extreme experience that ties you together. It's, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, that type of extreme experience. Just I guess the way of thinking about it was like, well, only a certain people can understand what I've been through, right? And so we all understand what we've exactly been through. You can watch videos on West Point, just like I did before I went there, and never really understand the toll that it can take on you and what they demand of you. I mean, it's really set up. The whole education setup is set up to push you harder than you can physically or mentally take because they want you to learn how to prioritize under extreme circumstances. So 4 years
of that. Is that useful in the mortgage business at all?
It can be. I'm still, my heart's still alive. You know, everything's going right.
So. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, right. So that shared experience ties the alumni of the probably all the academies together, but I think West Point for sure. I can speak to that one. And you know, we're very busy while you're at the academy. So the guys that you mentioned earlier, I mean, I knew who they were and had opportunity to talk to them, but there's, you know, 1,000+ people in any individual class. And so you don't really get to, if you're not in a class together or in a company together, mm-hmm. you know, where you actually barrack, or in a sport together, then you're really not going to have a ton of time to get to know each other outside of
there's
that.
There's not a ton of socializing.
There's not.
Not a ton of keggers, not a ton, you know.
Yeah, and when you're a senior, and some of those rules have changed now, so if there's any, you know, candidates who are thinking about going to West Point listening to this,
it's not as bad as time.
It's a slightly different setup now, right? I mean, we didn't even have cell phones back in the day, right? So there was no talking on the phone. I mean, when your freshman year, you weren't allowed to have a stereo. You weren't allowed to watch TV. You know, there were no cell phones, so you weren't allowed to talk on the phone. And you had to go wait in line for pay phones down the basement and get hazed in the process of waiting for the phone. So it was a pretty isolated Spartan existence. And I think it still is to a large degree. I'm not trying to do the whole core
hack. Back in my day, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that whole thing, but I totally am. but now they have cell phones and they're allowed to have them. And I think that's intelligent, right? I mean, if you're going to be an officer in the military, you're going to need to know how to use technology. And why would you shut, you know, future officers off from having access to these technologies? Because their world will revolve around that in the new modern battlefield. So, but so if you're a candidate out there, you should talk to a more recent grad because there's probably some differences.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think cell phones have been around for a while now, so yeah. It's probably some type of allowance. But you know, it's interesting that you say that. You know, I'm not as old as you are, but I'm getting up there too. You know, and it's interesting now that I look back on it. You know, our dorms, my freshman year in college, we had dial-up internet. Now it was fast internet. It was fast for dial-up, but it was still dial-up. I mean, it still made the whole ding, grr, sound, you know, that whole thing. So it's just, you know, as life changes, obviously, things evolve, you know, and that's where you're at, you know. But, you know, after you got out of West Point, you played football, obviously, there. You know, you had 3-time Letterman, if I remember correctly.
2-time Letterman.
Oh, 2-time Letterman. Yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. Whoever's fact-checking out there for West Point, my apologies. But 2-time Letterman there. And, you know, you did very well in your football career. You graduate. And then I believe you served as a captain in the Army after that, correct?
Sure. When you graduate, you're a lieutenant, right? You come out as a second lieutenant. And so, yes, ultimately, when I got out, I was a captain.
Okay.
As a field artillery officer.
Yep.
I was
a cannon cocker, right?
Cannon cocker.
Sure. For short.
Yeah. Big guns, king of battle. Plenty of nicknames we could throw around there. But
not to toot your own horn. But, yeah.
Well, so it's so you know, the home of the artillery is at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, which is you know, a huge base, and I'm not gonna, you know, sort of the closest town is Lawton, right outside the gates, which is a really interesting place. But you go to basic course there, and then after basic course at Fort Sill, I was stationed in Germany with 23FA, and for a while I was fire support officer for 35 CAV. While I was stationed in Germany, I did two tours in Bosnia, 11-month tour in Bosnia, and then a 7-month tour in Bosnia. And then the rest of the time was mostly made up of training in either Grafenwehr or Hohenzollern, which is, you know, one is our is. Hohenzollern is kind of like the NTC over in Europe for the troops over there. And Grafenwehr is a live fire exercise area, so you get to, that's probably the most fun. And then the rest of the time, what little time I had left out of my 3 years that wasn't taken up by deployments and training, I, you know, got to shoot around and see a little bit of Europe here and there. Actually, I had an opportunity to meet my future wife.
I was actually just going to bring that up. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in our next segment because, God, time flies. We're almost through our Iron Man segment right now.
Wow.
But we're going to take a little bit of a break, a little pause for the cause, as they say. We'll be back a little bit more with our final segment on our first episode here of Military Resource Radio with Todd Jones, and we'll be back just after the break.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. It's the essence of patting your tummy and going, that was good, especially when you eat the mouth-watering fried chicken. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. It is just perfect. The skin, the crust, the spices, the herbs. God, it's good. The chicken inside is so moist. It's wonderful. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. They have their own catering hall. They will come to your house and set everything up. They will feed you so well. This is food you dream about. Doolin's on Crenshaw. And by the way, excellent customer service. The people at the counter are the best. At Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
My name is David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give us a call. Jerry, income $55,000 a year, called to secure financing on a new home. Jerry was a little credit challenged, so we put him into our credit enhancement program and increased his scores over 60 points in 4 months. With a gift from Jerry's mother-in-law and a $9,000 closing cost credit from the seller, Jerry purchased a home 6 months after calling 844-YES-PEARL and happily celebrated Christmas with his wife and two kids in their new home. If you're renting or living in your parents' basement and would like to get pre-qualified for free, give us a call at 844-YES-PEARL or visit pearldavid.com to get pre-qualified for free. Pearl Mortgage has helped thousands of radio listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 844-937-7375 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS 19186, California Bureau of Real Estate, 413-0865.
Blinds are one of those things I thought I'd never buy online, but that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Winter is still hanging on, so let's jumpstart spring with some savings. Now through March 14th, get up to 30% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Just use promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com, promo code HOME. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our final segment. We are bringing it home with the
790 KABC
Radio here. My name is Tony Gatliff. I'm your host, as you know, and I am here with Todd Jones, BBMC Mortgage, President of Retail Mortgage. And Todd was just about to start telling us about how he met his lovely wife, his better half. But first, before we do that, I actually want to talk about one thing about BBMC Mortgage and our Patriots Charity Initiative. I want to make sure that we talk about this a little bit. We're going to discuss it further on the next show. But BBMC Mortgage has something called Patriots Charity Initiative. And basically what this is that for every loan we close, whether it's a VA, FHA, conforming, non-conforming, USDA loan, any type of loan that BBMC Mortgage does, we give $150 of our money to one of four veteran charities. And that's selected by the consumer, but it's not their money. BBMC Mortgage gives our money to those charities. The consumer selects the charity that they want to have their $150 go to, and BBMC Mortgage makes a donation in their name to those charities. Four charities we work with right now are Headstrong, I guess the Headstrong Project, The Mission Continues, USO, and Team Rubicon. So all four of those charities are absolutely amazing, first-class organizations. I urge you to go to militaryresourceradio.com for more information on our Patriots Charity Initiative. Just wanted to put that out there. But Todd, before we left for this break, you were talking. Tell us how you met your wife.
Okay. And I love what you guys are, or what you just said there about PCI, by the way, about the Patriots Charity Initiative. You know, when I was stationed in Europe, as I mentioned earlier, I was deployed a lot and or training a lot. But before we got into that more aggressive tempo of deployments, we had an opportunity. Really, I think it was the first weekend that I was stationed in Germany. I got a knock on my door, and it was a very good buddy of mine, Todd Mefford, from school. And he basically said, pack your stuff. We're going to go out for a weekend. And I've already talked to the commanding officer, and you don't need to be back until Monday at so-and-so. So could go on if it's a long story. So I'll try to keep it short. But anyways, we went up to Amsterdam to visit. Well, not to visit anybody at this point. We just wanted to go see what it was all about. And some
great city. Love it. Yeah. Spent my 21st birthday there. It's awesome.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's an amazing place. And anybody who's listening should absolutely go give it a shot. So we went up there, and we ended up having a really wonderful time at this bar called Mr. Coco's. Long story short, you know, I'll make an excuse for myself since it was my first weekend in Europe. I'll just say European beer is stronger than American beer. So
I don't know if that's science, but okay.
Yeah, let's just act like that's the case. But so anyways, we decided to, well, we didn't decide to do anything. We ended up sleeping in the car that night and then drove back to Germany the next day. And I realized, I asked the guys, I'm like, hey, well, I didn't pay anything last night. Who do I owe money to? And we ended up skipping out on the tab because by accident, which is not a good thing, and particularly for a bunch of West Point guys, because that could be conceived as stealing, right? So we're like, well, we committed at that point to go back up there the next weekend, which, you know, was a good thing as well, too. But so we went back up there the next weekend. We actually paid the tab, and that created that little process of paying the tab created some lifelong friends. So the guy who owned the place or who ran the place, Eric, and a couple other guys who worked there, Martin and Martin, became very, very good friends of ours. And so when we would deploy, they were pen pals to us. And when we came back from our first...
Because you guys were people of your word. You came back, you paid your debts, yes, which a lot of people wouldn't have done.
No, that's exactly right. We walked over there, and I had to do the speaking because I was the young officer, right? So nobody knew how they would react, and they brought out this huge, long bill from the night, the weekend before, and in big black letters it said the Americans on there. So they were so impressed that we'd come back to pay the bill that it struck up a conversation, and they'd given us like free food and drinks for the rest of the night, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so they were really impressed by that. But anyways, lifelong friendship had been formed from that, and they were pen pals. And so when we came back from the first tour in Bosnia, that next weekend we immediately went up there to go visit our friends and have a good time. I mean, we hadn't, been able to really have a good time for a year. So we went up there and had a ball. But it was that night that I ended up meeting my wife. I actually didn't meet her in the bar. I actually met her at a taxi cab stand. But and we dated on and off, and kind of, there were good times and bad times, but ultimately we stuck it out. And
she, as there are in any relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And we stuck it out, and she was a pen pal to me basically when I was deployed again on the second time. And when I came back, we started dating again, and ultimately it was time to go back to the States. And she had the visa waiver program because she's Dutch, so she could go to the States for 3 months without any, visas or anything like that. And so she did that, and she came back a couple times, and ultimately, she enjoyed it, and I asked her to marry me. And strategically I took her to Fort Sill, first, right, is what I like to say. And I'm like, if she can get through this at Fort Sill, I can go anywhere in the country anything. And everything will be fine.
Anything.
Yeah. And so but that's how it happened. And we met because of, basically we walked out on a tab and we decided to go back the next weekend to pay for it.
What a great story, man. That's awesome. That's one of the more interesting, as they call it in romantic comedies, cute meat stories that I've ever heard, actually. So that's interesting. Your wife's name again is Deb, right?
Deborah. Yeah.
Deborah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Deborah out there, Todd's better half. I'm sure you put up with a lot from this guy. So so wanted to say thank you very much.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
thank you, Deborah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I believe you have a daughter and a son, correct?
That's correct. I have a 14-year-old daughter, Tatum, and I have an 11-year-old son, Hunter.
And we're running out of time here, but I did want to get this in. I noticed last weekend you took your daughter to a Fish concert.
Yes, I did.
which I believe is not even your first Fish concert, correct?
It's not my first Fish concert. It's her first Fish
concert. It was her first Fish concert. Well, you guys seem like you had a ball there, so that's great.
We did. She was on her cell phone most of the time. Snapchat or whatever.
Yeah, they can't pay attention to anything nowadays, right? It's like life going by their face with they're in the phone,
Exactly.
We sound so old talking like that. But anyways, hey, that's so great. It's so great to hear the story that, you and your wife met, and just a great story. And you guys have two wonderful children. I was able to meet your son, I think, at the Army-Navy game. Yep. Couldn't have been a nicer kid, man. What a set of manners on that kid. I told you that, man.
Thank you for saying that.
He is like very proper, just a very good kid, So, hey, join us next week for a little bit more with Todd Jones, President of Retail Mortgage here at BBMC Mortgage. Again, Todd, thanks so much for being on the show today. This is Tony Gatliff, host of Military Resource Radio, signing off for Todd Jones. We'll see everyone next week.
This show is furnished by Military Resource Radio, BBMC Mortgage, and Steve Cosio.